Yo, what up, what up, what up? It's your motherfucking host, Abyss Killer, and I'm motherfucking here right now chilling. Yo, it's a good day. Early in the morning, hear the birds chirping. Had to do this early. Gonna give a little shout out in the beginning. Yo, shout out to Let's Go. That web series is fire. I'll be watching that. Let's Go for Life. You can watch it on YouTube. Go check that out. They even got a Christmas, the movie, comedy. You know what I'm saying? Like an hour and 30 minutes. And dope. Funny. Yeah, so, sorry about that. You know, go watch that. Let's Go for Life on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? That shit is fire. Go watch that shit. Go watch the series of it. The web series. Go watch the movie they got online. That's pretty dope. And that Queens Flip and motherfucking G Money. Motherfuckers is lit. They having fun out in Vegas. Go check out their their page on Queens Flip on YouTube, and go check out DJ G Money's page on his. I think they do like the voodoo zip line or whatever, and then on Queens Flip I think they do the other shit where they like fucking jump off the building with the rope attached to them and shit. But go check that shit out. That shit is funny. That makes it funny as hell and entertaining, and shout out to them. They got it lit. Them niggas is an inspiration. They inspire me to start doing what I'm doing, you know. So shout out to them. And what else? Oh, what I'm really here to talk about is the motherfucking battle. That battle. What battle you think I'm talking about, people? I'm kind of late to the party because, you know, I've been busy, but I'm here to talk about it now. And that battle was dope. Damn, did I watch it? Yeah, I think I did. But like I said, that battle was dope as shit. And I just wanted to come and talk about this shit. So, there's other shit too, man. Also want to let people know that there's going to be people in your life that's going to try to stop you from doing what you want to do. Don't let them. Don't let people stop you from doing what you want to do. I think there's people here in life that they're fine where they're at, and you know what I'm saying? And they just want to, like, hold you where they're at. They don't want you to get any further. I don't understand why, but I just see it. I see it out there. There's people that try to hold other people back. But, you know, sometimes you got to make sacrifices in life, and you got to do things that you probably in your heart don't want to do, but it's for a good cause and a better cause. Like, as in, like, sometimes you got to move on from people. Sometimes you can't stay with people that are around you that are, like, you know what I'm saying? They're, like, toxic to what you're trying to do. You know what I'm saying? But let's get back to this shit right here. I just wanted to do that. You know, sometimes you gotta let people know shit, because some people don't know. Some people don't really hear shit out there and be like, damn, I don't think nobody's going through or understands or looks at that aspect of life. Like, man, everybody goes through everything. There's whatever people are going through, there's always somebody going through the same thing. So there's always people that could understand you. It's just sometimes they're just not right around you, you know? So shout out to those people out there like trying to do things in life and you got people holding you back. Don't let them hold you back. Stay moving forward. Stay focused, nigga. And you know what I'm saying? Do your thing. Let the haters hate. Now let's get into this shit with this motherfucking RBE battle with Show Off versus O-Ren. Yo. Show Off shit was alright. His shit was definitely alright. Like, he had some bars in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? He had some bars in the beginning. They just weren't hard hitting. Like, maybe like a couple, but and then they were doing a shout out in the beginning too before for somebody that I think passed away. Shout out to them. I think it was a Harlan Head or something like that. I don't really know. It was hard to hear him, what he was saying. But I think this battle was a good battle. But I think O-Red had it lit. O-Red had this shit lit. Like, he had this battle lit. Nigga, that shit was... Yo, he had that shit. Yeah, that shit was fire. He had that shit on some shit. I don't know what y'all niggas... That shit was lit. But... Show Off... You know, in his first round, he's calling himself, like, the legend killer and shit like that. I don't know if you killed... people. I think you won battles, but I don't think you killed like people. Like, I don't know. But he had a few cool lines. But I like how they still put the sound effects over like the bar. But O-Red has some fire shit. But Show Off does, you know, his first round, he did have some shit. It was okay. He wasn't whack. He definitely wasn't whack. But O-Red showed him it was something different. Because he was saying just some shit in his first round. His first round, he was saying some shit. But, like, I don't want to say what they said, but you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, like, anger comes off in the beginning with a translation and shit. As you probably know if you saw it. If you didn't see it, then go watch it, cause this battle was dope. Like, even though there was like he forgot his thing. I don't consider that a choke, cause he'd figure, like, I mean, it is a choke, but it's a different type of choke. But I'm not giving him no leeway for it. But his shit was just too fire to say he, like, was what, like that choke hurt him. Like, it was just too fire. Like, he says dope ass. The way he put his shit together, O-Red's back, niggas. That beard, he let his beard grow long. That nigga's back. That's like having his dreads. I'm telling you, this nigga let the beard grow. It's the beard, bruh. It's the motherfucking beard. This nigga's lit. And I like it because O-Red don't let it go to his head. He's not conceited, like, you know what I'm saying? he's not like conceited. I mean, he don't let shit go to his head. That nigga's a killer. He acts like a killer. That's the whole thing. Bro, old Red, the way he say that, like, if he don't lose his voice in a battle, that means he wasn't trying. Because this nigga, every battle that he does, that he gets lit, he always loses his voice. From what I seen, from what his battles I seen. But yo, people gotta know that battling is like fighting in the UFC. Anybody could win. It depends on how they train. But that's in a metaphor, like how they fucking prepare in battle rap. Training is how you prepare in battle rap. The better preparer is gonna win. It doesn't matter who, like, some people got more skills, but if a person prepares better, he could still win, or comes with creative ideas, he could still win. But O-Ren is a battle rapper, son. This nigga's, he was built for this shit. That's what he's meant for. That nigga should be like one of the top dudes, as to me he always been. Niggas just slept on him, cause when niggas stop, niggas sleep on. Just like niggas sleep on Hollow, cause he stopped. Like, get out of here, man. O-Red had some fucking bombs. Them bombs in there. Like, that nigga had nukes. He had at least 2 or 3 nukes in the battle, nigga. This nigga was dropping nukes on him. I ain't gonna tell you the bars. Go watch the shit. Come back and tell me about the bar, and then we can talk about it. But don't, I ain't gonna tell you about the bar, man. Go check that shit out on RBE, man. That shit should have 1 million views with the bars that nigga had on there. Y'all niggas ain't watching that shit. Y'all niggas bugging. Y'all niggas is bugging. And share that shit, man. Share that fucking RBE shit. That shit should be at 1 million views. Like, that nigga says some shit we ain't hear in a long time. But there was one thing over at, that I don't know if I heard it before, or I'm having deja vu or some shit. Damn, I'm sorry, but that one Harley exhibit line, woo, that shit was fire. Damn, that shit was fire, son. I'm sorry, I said I wasn't going to tell you, but damn, that shit was fire. Oh my God, that was that nuke. That was that nuke. But, yo, go watch that shit. Go support RBE. Go support URL. Go support Shrug Life, Bullpen Battling. You know what I'm saying? Go support We Go Hard. Go support all these battle leagues, man. But one thing I always say, these niggas don't understand that if they want to become as big as these motherfucking corporations, they're going to have to all come together and become one battle corporation. That's what people don't understand. When you got little companies, and this is just my theory, I think this could be possible. If you have a whole bunch of little companies, some might be bigger than the others. I'm only calling them little companies because they're their own entities, all right? So there, some might be bigger than others. It's just those are the ones that get the bigger percentages. The little ones get littler percentages, but as they grow, but keep it, let it be one whole, like, come together and become a corporation. Like, that's what people don't do. That's why these big companies always take over, because they know, hey, let me buy out this other company, but I'm going to still keep them working, and then we're just going to work together as one big, giant company. You know what I'm saying? Like, look how many people work in them companies. Like, People just gotta know how to put together and put the right people in place, but it could be done. Take it step by step, league by league. Join King of the Dot and URL, join each other, and the next thing you know it, you know, make it a little bigger. Then bring in another one, another league, and then make it a little bit, you know, like get up to the next level, and then bring in another league, and then there's like four or five leagues joined together as one. Now you could control the whole United States and Canada, and then you get branch off, and then y'all if y'all work together, y'all can make a corporation. Like, that's what I don't understand with, like, people don't know. That's how I think these dudes, they learn to work together. They learn to be like, hey, look, we can make more money together than we can apart. Look at all the money we make apart. If you put all that money together in one pot, look what you can do. You can create and you can fucking do way more. But that battle with Old Red and Show Off, it was a dope battle. I think Old Red gave us some shit that we needed. I think Show Off did good. I think Show Off is gonna learn from this, cause when you always go against niggas, when you always go against niggas that are better than you, or got more skill, or more you know what I'm saying, got more knowledge than you, you learn more than going against dudes that you can beat. So, Show, like, don't get me wrong, Show Off had bars. He just didn't have them back to back like Old Red or you know what I'm saying? But he had shit. So Show Off, stop with this stupid retiring shit, nigga. I understand you're trying to do music too. People need to realize you gotta do everything these days. This is not the days where you could pick one fucking thing. These are the days where you gotta be doing like 5 to 6 things. You gotta stay busy. You gotta stay lit. You gotta stay in the loop. You can't just do one thing at a time. You can't just concentrate on one thing. Nigga, you gotta multitask and be in everything. You gotta have your hands in every fucking thing. Like, in business, and music, and fucking... And the internet, like, and you know what I'm saying? You gotta be doing shit that you need to do to get, because you never know what you could, you could advance in. You never know what you could come up with that will actually, you know, let you be heard from other stuff. Like, people need to realize that you just gotta do whatever. Battle rappers, stop trying to think you gotta do one thing, do a whole bunch. But that's the fucking, to this dude, but to Show Off. So Old Red, like, nigga, don't do that, nigga. Practice, don't choke, because you too fire for that shit. I always fuck with Old Red since back in the day, even though Swave beat you, but Swave is a hard person to beat if the dude knows a lot about you. That nigga knows. Yo, that nigga knows martial arts, so he's gonna attack you in a way that's gonna be different. Y'all niggas don't rip. When a nigga knows martial arts, his brain works differently. You put him against somebody he don't really know how to come at, Swave's not gonna win. But you put him against somebody he knows how to come at, he's gonna win. But Show Off did his thing. And don't apologize, RBE, for going thing. Smack does the same shit. Like, but it was dope that you did say that, though. But still, you didn't have to. It's not that serious. But otherwise, go check it out on RBE on YouTube. Go check that shit out. You know what I'm saying? That shit is fire. Dope ass battle. Show Off versus Old Red. Don't be late.